Hey, this is Evan Markatz, dating coach for smart, strong, successful women, your personal trainer for love. Welcome back to the Love You podcast. I am excited. I'm always excited about my job, but I also happen to be in a really good mood today. I had a wonderful weekend. I was coaching my son in basketball. We lost. It was brutal. I was on the sidelines for his football championship, and he scored a touchdown, and he was in the talent show. It was a big son weekend this weekend, and all that kind of family time and board games on Sunday just makes me really happy. It has nothing to do with dating coaching. I just happen to be a human being who has a podcast, so I figured I would share it with you. If you enjoy this podcast, not the ruminations about my family, but the dating advice I give you, please be kind. Share a positive review on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed so it shows up in your feed. If you're on YouTube and you're watching, click on the bell, get notified when new content comes out, all the things. And if you care enough to leave a positive review on Apple or Spotify, that really goes a long way, not just the little five-star button. If you are serious about love, at the end of this conversation, I'll tell you how you could apply to Love You and find a relationship that makes you feel safe, heard, and understood. Today's topic is something that I've done before, but way, 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 way back. I've done over 300 episodes. So this took place even before I even had a podcast. This idea that is often felt, but rarely articulated. And here's the central thesis. Men are about feelings, not about looks. And I know that is often met with like scorn or derision. Wait, men are not about looks? Have you met any men? Listen, I want to grant this because I'm not an idiot. I don't have my head buried in the sand. I am indeed a man who tries to represent a certain slice of men. If a man doesn't find you attractive, this whole thing is a non-starter. Dating's a non-starter, but the same thing goes for women. If you don't find a man attractive, dating's a non-starter. So we're talking about having a baseline of attraction for any relationship that is potentially viable. And what I could tell you definitively is that, yes, looks matter in that we're all wired a certain way biologically, and we're all a little shallow, and we're all sexual creatures. And that is not going to determine whether you have a happy future with someone. What determines whether you have a happy future is everything that happens afterwards. And so I want to reframe what men are like and why their feelings are more important than anything. So much effort is spent on the part of women to look a certain way. Right? I mean, think about probably $1 trillion beauty industry, right? And a good portion of that beauty industry is not just women dressing up for themselves. A good portion of it is how they attract guys. And again, I don't want to, you know, pretend that that is in and of itself silly, because it's not silly. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's just not as big a piece as everybody thinks it is. Yes, are men about youth and beauty? Sure. An old OKCupid study talks about how guys left to their own devices will look for women in their early 20s. It doesn't matter if he's 30, doesn't matter if he's 40. He's still going to look for the youngest, prettiest women because that's what draws his eye. But there's a difference between looking at a 20-year-old and thinking of marrying a 20-year-old. Those are two very, very different stories, especially if you're a guy around my age. So another way to look at this is think of maybe of you, because maybe you're an attractive woman, or ask any guy friend that you know who you respect. Have you ever broken up with an attractive woman? Every man has broken up with an attractive woman, probably a lot of attractive women. And if you are an attractive woman who's been broken up with, you understand, which just goes to prove the point. Being attractive is more powerful and useful than if you are objectively unattractive. But being attractive is not the ticket to a happy life. Beauty gets you in the door. But if you're with a quality man, a guy who has some depth and character, not just a guy who's a pair of eyes and a dick, he's going to choose you for completely different reasons than that. And so the things that I want to share with you today are the three primary reasons. And this is a good portion, not a good portion, but an important idea that's in my Love You program that we introduce in the second half of the course on relationships. Is if we talk about in every Love You podcast, what a man needs to do, which is to make you feel safe, heard, and understood. Here are the three adjectives. Here are the three things you need to make a man feel for him to want to spend the rest of his life with you. Number one, accepted. And what do we mean by accepted? Accepted means you know his flaws, but you don't focus on them. That's huge. And it's like parental love. It's unconditional love. Ask any parent if they know what's wrong with their kids. They'll tell you the truth. They don't think their kids are perfect, but do they love them deeply and unabidingly and unconditionally? Absolutely. So no one's asking you to think that your guy is perfect. That would be fantastical. But realistically, what a man hopes is that you see him for who he is and that you love him anyway and that you don't focus on what's wrong with him. The next thing that I think it's important that women do for men is appreciate them, especially if a guy is a masculine guy, but even if he's not a masculine guy. Men want to feel appreciated. And again, this is not gendered. Men also want to feel safe, heard, and understood. So let's not simplify it, right? But men really want to feel appreciated for what they do, which is why when a guy does engage in conventional courtship behaviors and he reaches for the check, right? Don't just sit on your hands and take it for granted. Appreciate him vocally. Maybe reach for the check. Maybe insist on picking up the check from time to time so he doesn't feel taken for granted, because appreciation goes a long way. If masculine is doing, how can I make her happy? You don't need to do as much to impress him. You need to appreciate what he does for you, the calling and the planning and the paying and the taking out the trash and the doing the dishes and the killing the spiders or whatever the hell silly stereotype it is. Men want to feel appreciated. And if a man doesn't feel appreciated, that's going to impact the relationship negatively. And finally, the last thing is, and this doesn't always go down easily, but I don't mind saying it, men want to feel admired. This is part of the attraction piece in some way. If you don't admire your guy in some measure, he can feel that. He could feel if you are critical of him. He could feel that you're looking down on him. And it really feels good. I don't know if this card says it. I wasn't planning on this, by the way. This happened to be here from Valentine's Day. I never put it away. This is what my wife wrote to me on Valentine's Day. And I swear to God, this was not planned. I was just thinking of this. To Evan, my hubbly, my comic relief, my good man. Oh, I'm going to cry. You truly are all of these things and more. Thank you for always listening to me, for talking me off the ledge, for making me laugh, for appreciating the things I do. You make me feel loved, and I love you for all that you are and all your other good qualities. I'm a softie. So that's what I mean by appreciated and admired. Seeing him the way he wants to see himself. He's not perfect all the time. We're not pretending that. We're not forgiving men for unforgivable sins. We're talking about when you have a good one on your hands, to make him consistently feel accepted, appreciated, admired is the thing that makes him want to stay forever. All right. And again, if you doubt that or if it feels bad, but I don't want to accept him, I don't like him, okay, then leave him. I don't admire him. Okay, so leave him. Appreciate what he does. He barely does anything for me. Okay, then leave him. This is the guy that you want to stick around. He needs to feel these things the same way that it would be hard for you to be in a relationship with a man who doesn't make you feel safe, heard, and understood. Oh, he's a great guy, but he only calls once a week. Oh, he's a great guy, but he mansplains everything to me. Oh, he's a great guy, but he has anger issues and he dismisses my opinion as unimportant. Hard to feel safe, heard, and understood with that guy, no matter how cute and smart and funny he is. So feelings have a lot to do with relationships. And that's what we talk about in Love You. I mean, that's the very nature of the course is taking you through this process of learning to listen to your feelings instead of ignoring your feelings, which is for most of the women I talk to on the phone, you've been ignoring your feelings your whole life. You've talked yourself into relationships where you've been anxious, where you've been misunderstood, where you've felt small, where you felt unattractive, where you felt unappreciated, and you talk yourself into staying. So all I'm trying to do is get you to listen to your emotions. And men who may not be as sensitive and may not be intuitive actually listen to their emotions, which is why they routinely break up with attractive women who don't make them feel accepted, appreciated, and admired. So that doesn't mean the guys are off the hook. If I were God and I were coaching men, I would definitely tell them to de-emphasize their pursuit of youth and beauty. But men are going to do what men are going to do, right? They're going to still look for youth and beauty, the same as no amount of dating coaching in the world, no amount of free podcasts is going to stop women from going to men's profiles and checking to see how tall they are, checking to see what job they have, checking to see their education level, checking to see their income level. No amount of me waving my hands is going to change that, right? But men do it at their own peril. If a man values youth and beauty above all, and he ignores accepted, appreciated, admired, well, then he's going to spend a lot of time complaining about women are so crazy. It looks stupid guy stuff. And women, if they venerate a guy who's tall, rich, handsome, charismatic, above all, above character, kindness, consistency, and communication, they ignore their own feelings, and then they end up in abusive, neglectful marriages. But at least they got an amazing guy that they could show off to their friends. So really, dating and relationship coaching is just about tapping into your feelings. The thing that I did just now, where I read my wife's Valentine's Day card and I immediately came to tears because of it, that is kind of, to me, the meaning of life, right? I didn't choose my wife because of her resume. Virtually everybody I coach, all my high-achieving women clients, are more impressive on paper than my wife, who had a career. She's bright, but she, you know, never made more than $60,000 a year, right? She was never the boss of her own company. She never even had company health insurance for 16 years. She chose to be a stay-at-home mom afterwards. So, you know, resume to resume, virtually everybody I coach is more impressive. But the way my wife makes me feel, my God. It would never occur to me that I'd be happier anywhere else. So I meet gorgeous women frequently. I meet impressive women frequently. I meet brilliant women frequently. It is my job. So why do guys like me choose women like my wife? Feelings. Feelings. And there's a book, I'm going on a tangent, but there's a book written by Lori Gottlieb, who's a friend. She's the Dear Therapist columnist for The Atlantic. She has her own podcast, really great best-selling book called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. And her previous book was called Marry Him. And I coached her throughout the writing of her book. And maybe 50, 60 pages in, she talks about when she met my wife. She described her as objectively average in writing, in a popular book, right? Which could be certainly read as offensive. And we had a conversation about that. But she was scratching her head. Why would this guy, who I think is impressive enough to be with a woman like me, choose someone like that? And that's one of the things that a lot of women have trouble reconciling. Men are not choosing you for your credentials. You could be proud of your credentials. We're not asking you to walk back things. No one's telling you you should be a stay-at-home mom to get a guy. That is not the message of this. You can be a badass businesswoman and still make a guy feel safe, heard, and understood. There's no contradiction in terms. Sorry. Accepted, appreciated, admired. There's no contradiction in terms. It's really just a focus. Who are you being that makes him feel what he needs to feel that he doesn't get from his friends, that he doesn't get from work, that he can't get anywhere else but from you? So I can't change men. If I understand the biggest problem everybody has, but Evan, there's no good men. You go on Bumble and it's a shit show and all the guys are losers and liars and players and, you know, I've heard it. All I will say, every podcast, even if you're right, even if 90% of men are not worth your time, that means 10% are, right? And it's not a game of musical chairs. It's not like everybody's going to go for those 10%. Most women are going to waste their time with jerks because they're cute or smart or rich. So when you dial into the idea that all it takes is one guy to make you happy for the rest of your life, and you understand this intellectually because you're listening and you're kind of nodding your head, but you don't know what to do or how to get there, that's why you reach out to me, because I help women achieve their dreams of finding a relationship where you can make him feel accepted, appreciated, and admired, and he can make you feel safe, heard, and understood, and vice versa. and you could truly live happily ever after. My name is Evan Mark Katz. I'm a dating coach for smart, strong, successful women. I thank you for listening to me and my ramblings and my uncanny ability to burst into tears when I talk about my wife and family. Please, if you enjoyed this podcast, subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Spotify, leave us a 5-star review, or write a couple sentences about what you like about this podcast. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, click the button to get notified when new content comes out. And most importantly, if this is your lifelong struggle, if this is your existential question, and all the therapy you've done and all the books you've done have not gotten you where you want to go, please go to www.evanmarkkatz.com/apply. Put in your name and email address. Watch a video on how you could fix your broken man picker and book a free breakthrough call with me. We'll figure out what's not working in your love life, what you'd like to see happen in your love life, and plot a course so you could finally get the relationship that you deserve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.